I was fascinated by the story. To a child, this was a great mystery. What was his unfinished work? What was in those papers on his desk? What problem could possibly be so difficult and so important that such a great scientist would dedicate years of his life to its pursuit? Curious, I decided to learn all I could about Albert Einstein and his unfinished theory. I still have warm memories of spending many quiet hours reading every book I could find about this great man and his theories. When I exhausted the books in our local library, I began to visit libraries and bookstores across the city, eagerly searching for more clues. I soon learned that the unfinished papers on Einstein's desk were an attempt to construct what he called the unified field theory, a theory that could explain all the laws of nature from the tiniest atom to the largest galaxy. However, being a child, I didn't understand that perhaps there was a link between the carp swimming in the tea garden and the unfinished papers lying on Einstein's desk. I didn't understand that higher dimensions might be the key to solving the unified field theory. Nevertheless, I could see that this story was far more exciting than any murder mystery, and more important than anything I could ever imagine. I decided that I would try to get to the root of this mystery, even if I had to become a theoretical physicist to do it.